Michigan Radio's new podcast, Kids These Days, explores the social and emotional lives of teens at Community High School in Ann Arbor. While COVID-19 changed everything for students halfway through their school year, they've also become accustomed to navigating issues that a lot of us have never had to consider when we were in high school. Active shooter drills, the anxiety that comes from preparing oneself for a violence that may or may never happen. Let's hear from the teens in this latest episode of Kids These Days.
Hi, I'm Maisie Perry. This is Kids These Days, a podcast by teens about teens from Community High School in Ann Arbor and Michigan Radio. My generation grew up in the shadow of the September 11th attacks. Columbine happened before we were born, but we've been hearing about school shootings in the news ever since we were old enough to go to school. We've grown up in an age of fear, and on this episode, we're going to look at how that's shaped our lives, starting with lockdown drills. Anya Jacobson is a senior, and like so many of us, she's been doing lockdown drills since elementary school.
In fourth grade, I sat in the corner during a lockdown drill while my teacher stood at the door holding a baseball bat. In seventh grade, my teacher mapped out an escape route for the class into the neighborhoods behind the school. Every student is familiar with that lump that forms in your throat when you hear the PA buzz. We've become accustomed to the procedures that must be followed during an active shooter drill. We turn off our phones, stay silent, and get out of the view of any windows. 2 years ago, two people who didn't go to our school walked into the building around midday. School staff had no way to know if those two people posed a threat or if they had a weapon. So the head of our school, who we call Dean Marcy, made the decision to go into a hard lockdown. Teachers and staff pushed us into classrooms and locked the doors. Some teachers stood at the doors holding fire extinguishers to use as a weapon, while students crouched behind them. Kids quickly sent out text messages to each other, to their families. Rumors were flying around about who those two people were and why they were in the building. Sitting down to make this podcast, we realized that we never really talked about how scary this whole thing felt. And there were a lot of emotions that we'd been holding in. So we decided we needed to talk about it, for our own mental health. What follows is a retelling of that day from two students. One who was inside the school, and one who wasn't. We'll start with the one who was miles away from the school during the lockdown. Genevieve Thomas Palmer is a junior now, but when the lockdown happened, she was a freshman at Community. She was in the jazz program, and she and a bunch of other jazz students were on a school trip down to Tennessee.
We all go and learn a lot about music. Like, it's a very busy time, but it's also a lot of fun.
We also talked to Lacey Cooper, a Community High student who was in the building during the lockdown. She was also a freshman at the time.
At first, I think everyone was just kind of confused.
Community High School, this is Dean Marcy. I need everyone to go to lockdown immediately.
When the PA announcement went on, Lacey was in the library with Jerry, the librarian.
I wasn't sure if it was like actually a lockdown for real or if it was just a drill. It felt different than, like, other times when we were told explicitly, like, this is a drill, but Jerry had just said, like, you need to get back here. It was scary, but I wasn't sure, like, if me being scared was ridiculous or not.
I remember we were about to go on this, like, infamous little adventure thing where we walk barefoot blindfolded in the woods, and I remember someone, I think it was a senior named Emily, looked down at her phone and was like, guys, there's a lockdown going on at Community.
Once we found out that it was like definitely not just a lockdown drill, familiar students, I thought of like with their hands all of the stories and like news stories and articles that I had read and like heard interviews about and seen social media posts about. I remember my middle school group chat, and everybody was texting like, hey, we heard that there's like a possibly armed person at Community, like, are you guys okay, like, what's happening? And we were all just like, we don't know what's happening.
So I checked my phone to see if I had any notifications about it. I think I had one or two maybe from my family, but other than that, it wasn't much.
And I remember texting my mom And I told her, they think there might be like a school shooter here. We're all on lockdown. If anything happens, I love you. And she just texted back, like, be safe. Like, I love you. And it wasn't just me. Like, lots of students were texting their parents, like, crying. I was crying. I had tears going down my face. And it was just honestly probably one of the scariest things I've experienced.
Since my dad is a teacher at community, my first thought was, is my dad going to be shot and killed? And what if I'm not there? And what if I don't know about it for hours and hours afterwards? Like, what will my family do then? What will it be like to have, like, a single mom being the breadwinner and trying to raise me and my sister? How will I cope if my dad dies? What will I regret, like, telling him or not telling him? It's like, you know that moment in a movie where there's, like, this big reveal and, like, all of the sound cuts out and there's just, like, a really close-up shot on that one person? I felt like I was in that moment. Like, nothing else really mattered. It was just, like, my thoughts racing.
In the end, those two strangers walking through the halls weren't school shooters. They were just two students from a different high school. And luckily, everyone was safe. We know all too well that could have gone the other way, like it has for too many students across the country. These lockdown drills, they have an effect on us. When that PA system comes on, our hearts begin to race. It's just one more thing that feeds into the anxiety we have growing up in this age of fear.
There's something different about really being there and feeling that fear that makes you realize, like, oh, this is something that could happen to me, to us. And it was so sudden. It was real.
Support for kids these days comes from the Michigan Health Endowment Fund, a philanthropic foundation working to improve the health of Michigan residents with a focus on the wellness of children and older adults. More at mihealthfund.org. And from the Children's Foundation, working to improve the health and well-being of children and their families with pediatric research, education, community benefit programs, and other initiatives. On the web at yourchildrensfoundation.org. You can download Kids These Days wherever you find your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe to the whole series.